Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Hi, this is Ryan Berger, and welcome back to the Friday episode where we reflect on fasting. Today, we will examine how fasting helps us answer the call to be good stewards of the gifts God has given us, to fast from waste and excess, to be good stewards of creation, and not be slaves of earthly goods. Everything we have is really God's. It all came from Him. He has entrusted us with using the time, talents, and treasure He has given us in order to bear fruit for Him and give Him glory. From today's Gospel, in Matthew chapter 21, verse 43, Jesus says to the Pharisees, "Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." Many of the blessings we have are not just meant for ourselves. We have been blessed so that we may in turn share that blessing with others. If we don't let God's blessings flow through us to our neighbor, we might not be able to continue receiving those blessings. Back when I was in school, I played a lot of video games, like way too many. And one year, I felt called to give that up for Lent. It was difficult, and some weeks were more successful than others. But through this fasting, I noticed that I had not been a good steward of the gifts I was given. Instead of creation being dependent on me, I was depending on creation for happiness. Instead of using video games to connect with friends or relax after a long day, it felt more like the video games were using me. I was not using the time God gave me to bear fruit for Him. I was keeping too much time for myself, and so my spiritual life was suffering. By fasting from my waste and excess, I was able to see what changes needed to be made, how to put creation in its proper place, and how to rely more on God. Today's challenge is to examine the blessings of time, talent, and treasure you have been given. How does your stewardship look in these areas? If there is one area where you are trying to grasp at happiness instead of offering those blessings to your neighbor and bearing fruit for God's kingdom, maybe it's spending too much money trying to buy happiness instead of offering some of that money to God. Maybe it's spending too much time chasing something that might make us happy instead of offering some of our time to God. Identify an area of waste or excess, then try to offer a little bit of that to Jesus today, relying on His strength instead of relying on creation. Let us pray. Almighty Father, You are the source of all blessings and the fulfillment of all desires. Send us Your Holy Spirit this Lent to teach us how to love You, serve You, and bear fruit for You. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.